The gospel comes from the earliest written gospel, the Gospel of Mark. And it happens in Jesus' last week alive at the temple, where religious authority after religious authority has come to challenge Jesus, to try to trap him. Interestingly, one of the scribes, one of the religious authorities, seems to actually take a sincere interest in what Jesus is saying. And here's how Mark records it. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that God is one, and beside God there is no other. And to love the Lord with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared ask him any more questions. When I was a kid, my dad's career in the Navy moved our family to Japan for 3 years. And I have to say, it was three of the most wonderful years of my life. The time there affected me deeply. When I was 7 years old, I decided that I would be a samurai warrior. But then I found out that there wasn't much calling for samurai anymore. When I was 8 years old, I decided I wanted to be a judo black belt. This was a bit more realistic than samurai. But I learned there were several steps one had to go through before you could become that, like some decades of training. So I begged my mom incessantly, and she dutifully brought me to a local dojo to learn judo. Now, a dojo is a school. It's a place where one learns and practices a martial art. But it's not like a Western school. There are no books. There are no desks. There are no chairs. There is no chalkboard, no whiteboard, no smartboard, no PowerPoint. A dojo is an empty space that gets filled with students learning the way of their teacher, their sensei, their master. Dojo literally means a place of the way, because there you learn the way of a particular judo master, or an aikido master, or a karate master. So I got to the dojo, I met the sensei, which literally means one who was born before, but it means master or teacher. And I got fit into my gi, my uniform, given a white belt, which signified my absolute beginner status. And then I was brought into the class, which was filled with other kids in white belts, thankfully. And I went right in there, and man, I was ready to learn, baby. Flips, kicks, takedowns, punches, cool stuff. Let me at it. So all of us in the class were told to lie down on the ground. That sounds exciting. And then he said to hit the ground with our hands. Okay. And say, hi! Hi! What? Hi! Hi! Boom! Hi! Boom! 100 times, maybe 1,000 times, maybe 10,000 times it felt like. I had no idea why we were doing this. Hi! Boom! Hi! Boom! That was the cool stuff for the first day. That was it. Now, why did we do that? I didn't learn that day, but I learned later that that was how you stop a rolling fall. And you went, hi, boom, with your arm until it was black and blue, and you had it registered in your brain that that's how you did it. Over the next couple of months, all we learned how to do was how to fall. Now, I've never had any trouble with that. But really, it's learn how to stop a fall. How to fall without getting hurt. Or we learned later that it was how to get thrown to the ground by someone bigger than you without getting hurt. Or how to practice getting thrown against a wall and not getting hurt. The big thing was, and why we repeated it and repeated it and repeated it, was to practice not letting your natural reactions control you. Because the natural reaction when you fall is to halt it, right? You put your arms out to catch yourself. But that's how you break your arm. That's how you break your clavicle. And so you don't do that. You have to practice a different way that is decidedly unnatural. When you are flying through the air because some guy just threw you, you tuck your shoulder in, you bow your head down, and you roll. You do not try to stop a fall because you will get hurt. You tuck your head, you bend your shoulder, roll, and then hike! Hit the ground with your arm. It works. It's not natural, but it works. But it takes practice and practice and practice and practice until you don't have to think about it when that big guy is throwing you across the room. Before I got to move beyond the white belt, before I got to learn the really cool stuff, the flips and the kicks and the takedowns and the punches, my family moved back to the States. My time at the dojo was ended. My judo career was over. And all I learned to do was the most basic thing, how to fall down. I was pretty disappointed. But you know what? That most basic move is still with me a half a century later, and believe it or not, it has saved my aging bones a whole bunch of times. When I mountain bike, or when I Nordic ski, I fall down a lot. Why? Because I'm not very good at either of them. But I am good at falling. So when my skiing or my mountain bike skills fail me, which is often, and I collide with the ground, I tuck, I roll, and go, hi! Actually, I don't ever do that anymore. But I have never gotten seriously hurt in a fall. Now, I've gotten hurt doing other things, but never from falling down. Be so far. I'm going to watch me as we leave the building now. But I haven't gotten hurt because the most basic ground level first day learning practice of my judo dojo works. The practice works. In Mark's gospel, a member of the religious elite, an educated scribe, comes to the sensei, Jesus, and asks, what's the most basic move? What is the ground level need to know action in your dojo? What commandment is first of all? And Jesus said, love. Love God with all you got, and love the people God puts before you with all you got. That's it. You are not far from the kingdom of God. So go practice 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Hi! Do you all know what the infant church was called before it was called Ecclesia, church? You can find it in the book of Acts. Luke uses it about 4 times.
The way.
The way. Luke uses the term the way. What was the definition of a dojo? The place of the way. The earliest Jesus communities were not called Christian, were not called church. They were called the way because individuals were called followers. They were following the way of their sensei, their master, Jesus. They were the dojo of Jesus. That dojo implies that the church was not so much a place in the ancient church as it was a lifestyle. The church was not just where you went, but it was what you were and who you were and whose you were. Church was a dojo, a people who gathered to learn to live like Jesus. In the ancient church, there were not pews or organs or choirs or any of that stuff. There was no PowerPoint. There was no guitar. There was an open space where people gathered to learn the way of Jesus. And they also gathered to share stories. And they gathered to share meals. And they gathered to share prayers. And then they went out into the world to practice all they'd learned. And they were willing to experiment and to risk boldly and to fail spectacularly and to fall and roll and get up again, starting with most basic moves that Jesus taught them. Love. Love more. Love again. Pray. Pray more. Pray again. 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Hi! And you know what? They changed the world. That ragtag crew of followers in the first and second and third and fourth generations. Before it got turned into an institution, before it got turned into the church, it was a group of ragtag human beings following a way of living, and it changed the world. That little Jesus dojo, the way of Jesus, grew and spread all over the ancient world because followers of the way lived a different way. They lived different. They loved more broadly. They judged less often. They accepted all who wished to follow. When they faced persecution, they lived different. What's the natural reaction when you face persecution? The natural reaction is to put your arms out and try to halt it. Retaliate, revenge, run away. But they practiced a different way. Love. When it was illegal to be a Christian, a Roman prosecuting attorney, while dismissive of the crazy beliefs of these weird people with their crucified rabbi, you remember his name, I don't. Pliny the Younger. He looked at these crazy, weird people and still said, see how they love. And they grew. Because the most basic moves, the most basic practice of Jesus' dojo works. Love. Hi! I think church as a Jesus dojo is a model that still works. There's a pastor out on the West Coast named Mark Scandretti, whose series of churches are actually called Jesus Dojo. Of course it's West Coast, that's where it would happen. But I think it's a model we can relearn. Even though the institutional church abandoned it 1,700 years ago, the reality is that the institutional church in the 21st century is dying. It is failing. And I think it is time to take this first century model of following Jesus and adapt it for the 21st century, to rediscover that church is not just a place we go, but it is a people we are becoming. And this fall, I want us to concentrate as a people on the most basic practices of Jesus' followers. I want us to become a dojo, to learn the most basic stuff of following Jesus. Loving more, judging less, praying more, surfing less. So that's our snappy slogan. Oh, Bob's right there, man. That's our snappy slogan for fall. Love more, judge less. But it's more than a snappy slogan, I hope, because it's going to be the basis for our practicing to be like Jesus. Practicing prayer, recognizing where God is working in the world, is sharing with each other the aha moments and the little miracles that happen in our lives. And maybe it can be learning to experiment and risk boldly and fail spectacularly and roll and get up, all starting with the most basic moves that Jesus taught us. Love, love more, love again, pray, pray more, pray again, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000, ha! I forget. So here's what we're going to do to start. We're going to practice sharing one of the most basic ways that love was shown in the ancient church, and that was around a table and bread and cup. And in that simple loaf, somehow, Jesus' sacrificial love made manifest, incarnate. And in that cup, somehow Jesus' love poured out. So we're going to share that with one another, that simple communion and all the meaning that happens underneath it. And the other thing is we're going to practice prayer this week. In your bulletin, or passed out by a lovely usher, you got a prayer also. Where is it? Can I steal one from somebody? Thanks. So on one side is a prayer by a Methodist pastor from Pennsylvania named Ted Loader. And it's about finding love. Where do we find love? Even when we're not so good at it. And what our practice is going to be is real basic. Not going to be 90 minutes of contemplative monastic silence while you float 3 inches above the ground. That'll be next week. But a few minutes, if we might covenant to gather together, not gather, but to wherever we are at 8 o'clock in the morning, to take a few minutes to read this prayer about learning to love better. And it's a dojo thing because we do it together in time, if not in space. On the back is kind of the directions for the week, some questions you might ask yourself to reflect and meditate. And if some light bulbs go off in your heart or head, Could you share that? If you leave a message at our Facebook page or email me. Basic dojo stuff. The most basic rules of Christian living. Love. Pray. Be. And you know what? It works. Amen.